Hello, and welcome back to Life Coaching, podcast number 2. This is Mike Fitch. Thank you for listening for a second time, or if this is your first time, thank you for that as well. So good, bad, or indifferent, you need to understand that the majority of what I'll be talking about will be related back to sports. Hopefully that is not a turnoff for people, but it just tends to be where I operate from. Coaching basketball taught me more about life than anything I have ever done, and I find applications for it across all aspects of my life. All aspects. Due to a ridiculous talent pool, we had a reasonable amount of success. And one thing that we learned really quickly was do not dwell on either failures or successes. You have to play forward regardless. I think it was intensified because of the sport that we coached, basketball. It moves too fast to dwell. Make, miss, score, turnover, whatever. You better be moving to the other end of the floor now because nobody's going to wait for your pout or your celebration to be over before they stick it in your eye. Failures and successes alike have to be put in a sack and dealt with later. There is absolutely no time to dwell. And I think that helped formulate my perspective on this, probably more than anything. In the bigger scheme of things, spending a bunch of time thinking about things that went wrong will only impede future success. And bathing in past glory will only stymie your motivation and desire. As long as lessons were learned, it's time to move on. Analyzing events is different than dwelling. Understanding why a failure or a success happened is important. But figure that out soon, after the event, catalog it, and move on. You can waste a tremendous amount of time looking back. We should not be interested in where we have been. We should be interested in where we are going. We can't fix or change where we have been, but we can take steps to guarantee that where we are going is in the right direction. In 22 years of coaching, I never saw coaches waste more time than when they complained about officials. A play that occurred 10 minutes ago could still be a point of contention for a coach, and in that time, there have been multiple opportunities to coach and help the team that have been missed out on due to dwelling. Plus, it would send the wrong message to the players. They would see whining and crying to the officials as acceptable behavior. It accomplishes nothing except wasting a tremendous amount of time and energy. Per the norm, that lesson that I gleaned from coaching applies to all things. Say, as a boss, your approach impacts your employees. Doing little things, making sure no job is beneath you, being willing to chip in, help, not talking bad about employees to other employees, acknowledging people that do extra, that work behind the scenes, that maybe don't receive recognition anywhere else. As a parent, your approach, reactions, attitudes, demeanor all impact your kids. People model what they see put on display by those responsible for them. So keep that in mind when you cuss and moan in traffic, when you treat wait staff poorly, when you take your frustration with a policy out on the person simply responsible for following or enforcing the policy, not creating it. Understand the message that you are sending to those around you. People see it, they embrace it, and they assume you endorse it. Live forward. Understand how fast life moves and that you need to progress, not regress, nor stagnate. Life has to be about improving. Stagnate and die. I know in athletics we talk about how we could never be satisfied. We could never be satiated. We could never allow ourselves to get fat and happy or content for that matter. We had to continually remind our athletes and ourselves of this. We were spoiled with success for about a 15-year period, And we had to constantly push our players to do more, to not accept what had been accomplished. We could not look back. Last year was irrelevant. And we had to push so as not to stagnate. It's a really difficult position to motivate from. It is so easy to just sit back and say, whew, look what we did. What has happened has to become irrelevant in a way. You need to draw lessons and confidence from it, but you also need to move past it quickly, realizing that success can be your own worst enemy if not kept in proper focus. We had to celebrate the culture of success we had created, the ridiculous amount of sacrifice and work that those who came before us had put in to get us to this pedestal. But it is a fine line between celebrating success and using it to catapult you forward, and dwelling on success and letting it suck the motivation right out of you. Oddly enough, success can generate apathy. And I will discuss apathy in another podcast. People are more prone to grind, to work, to commit if they have a chip on their shoulder, if they feel slighted, or if they feel an intense loyalty and commitment to those around them and what they are a part of. You have to figure out what motivates people. Where is their button? Where is your button? People love to hate dynasties, and I'm not saying you have to like them, but you have to appreciate what they do. To succeed and stay there is an incredible task. Climbing the mountain is hard, but no one can really see you. You blend in. It's when you get to the top that you stand out, that you are an easy target, and that you have to take on all comers in a continual game of King of Bunker Hill. It is exhausting and takes a ridiculous amount of discipline and commitment and motivation to hold on like grim death to stay at the top. That concludes podcast number 2. Hopefully there was something worthwhile in there for you. I appreciate you listening, and we will see you next time.